Are you all right? I thought you might not have made it after we flipped over your cart and attacked your caravan.
See.
Seem all right. Let me take a closer look. Broken wrist, looks like. Yes. Very smooth skin. Yes. What's this? A book? A scholar of some sort? Perhaps he'll be useful after all. Ragnar! I'm taking this one. Yes, I know I won't get anything from the loot. Whatever. Come with me. What? Yes, you're mine now. I don't think you could have fought back against me before, and you certainly can't with a broken wrist. Now come on. That's right, I'll carry you through the fucking snow if I have to, but you're coming with me. What brings you this far north? I didn't think you pale-skinned southerners could take the cold. Research. Research on what? Magic. Lucky me, I suppose. Or maybe lucky you. Either way, I'm taking you to my tent. Hold on. On the bed. Don't make me repeat myself, slave. On the bed. Yes, you are my slave now. You are, by right of conquest. I forego my share of the loot from our latest raid, and you belong to me. I don't imagine the others would have wanted one like you. Now, lie back. Good boy. If I have to tell you everything you have to do, this isn't going to end well for you, so I expect you to listen more in the future. So you say you've come to learn about magic, yes? I imagine you're trying to find some lost relics of the Demon King who once roamed these lands. I assure you, you won't find much. My clan has searched long for them and found nothing. We instead have had to rely on different means to find magic. The shamans are a bit taxed now. Well, I see that you are, I believe, what your people call a wizard? Yes, similar to our shamans, but you do it through books, scrolls, things I simply don't understand. No, I can't read. Didn't seem like there was a point in doing it. Well, when I was a child, I had to learn to chop things in half with an axe to survive. Do you really think I had time to learn to read? Particularly in Orcish, there's barely any books made of it. So, that's the only reason you came to the land of the Orcs, huh? A foolish move. You would have never made it far in the north. You're too soft. You would have frozen out there in the wastes if we hadn't captured your caravan. Yes, unfortunately everyone else is dead, but you were lucky enough to survive. I spotted you through the battle. I saw you weaving flame with your fingers. But I know that you can only do it while you hold one of these books. So I suppose I'll be keeping this on a nice chain around my belt. As for you, I have plans for the future of this tribe. But as a woman, I do not currently have the respect to rule. So, I must perform a great deed. With this, you will assist me, and if you do, I will set you free. What sort of deed? Oh, I'll tell you later. For now, I would like to make you feel welcome into our tribe. Yes, you are a member now. Not one of status or high rank, but a member all the same. I'm going to snap these around your wrists so you don't try to run away. Tell me if I get them too tight. Yes, that looks good. At least, does it hurt your wrist any? Good, good. As much as I want to break you, I don't want to hurt you. You really do have such smooth and soft skin. It almost looks delicious. Let me... Hey! What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm tasting my property. Now lie back! Don't... fucking... I don't know what you thought would happen. You're fighting a 7-foot-tall orc woman, and you're not even large for a human. What are you, 5'3"? And scrawny as all hell. Now let me have a taste. Fuck. You taste much more delicious than the boys around here. Much less sweaty. You probably haven't worked much in your life, have you? A soft little boy, all stuck up in his cabins. You probably locked yourself away in a library learning to read. That's why there's no muscle on you. But you taste delicious. All right. Yes, I think you'll do nicely for some of my other needs. I'm going to flip you over onto your back. Let me know if the movement hurts your wrist. Oh, ah, shit, sorry. There we are. You have a nice ass. Let me pull off this dress from you. What, Rose? You're telling me that this long thing that runs to your feet isn't a dress? Don't be ridiculous. I almost thought you were a girl during that first fight. And let's get this off of you. Don't worry about me ripping it. I'll get you new clothes later. Something more befitting a man. Your back. It's not strong, but it's well defined. Let me rub it a little bit. Maybe relax you a touch. How does that feel? Those little moans are adorable. Yes. Now I'll go down just a little bit to your hips and to this ass. Honestly, I don't know why you'd hide something like this underneath robes, or whatever you call them. I think, yes, let me spread it a little bit and get a taste. Quit squirming, slut. You know, if you didn't have this little worm, I would have definitely thought you were a girl. You certainly taste like one. Yes, I've tasted a few girls in my time. A woman as large as me isn't always seen as an attractive mate. So the males around here are competitive. Don't try to hold back your moans. I love those noises. All right. I think that's enough. Let me... I know I have it around here somewhere. Yes. What is this? Oh, sweet little human. You have no idea. This is a toy that I've used many a times. It's carved out of elk horn, but then covered in leathers. See, it's got two ends, and I'll just put this one right into my crunt. Fuck, yes. And the other end, well, it's used to fuck. Hey! What did I say about fucking squirming? Do I have to beat this ass until it's blood red? Fuck. And I went through all that effort of lubing you up, but you've wasted our time and now it's dried. I'll get you some hot oil from the fire then. It should also help warm up your cold, thin little bones. Good boy. Don't squirm now. Yes. And now I'll line up the tip. Yes. Yes, scream for me, slut. Fuck. Yes, that rubs against me so nicely. Fuck, you're so tight. Oh, shit. Let me grab you by the fucking throat. Ooh. Ooh, the way that makes you shake. Oh, every bit of you is intoxicating. Oh, gods. I did not think you would be this tight when I took you. Fuck. Oh, it rubs so well against my clit. Fuck. Let me rub your chest. Shit. Shit. Oh, you're so sensitive, aren't you? Just let out those moans for me. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Dear, that was incredible. Oh, your little cock is dripping. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get you off, love. Get on your knees. Yes. I'm going to stand on the bed and you are going to eat my cunt. Fuck. Oh, I'm still so sensitive. Fuck, but your tongue feels amazing. Do you like my abs? Your hands seem to have wandered their way up. Gods, you have no muscle of your own, but your stomach is nice and flat. Oh, I love it. You look so handsome, and not in the typical way of the men up here. Fuck. Yeah, circles around the clit. Shit. Yes. Oh. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna empty myself in your mouth. Suck it all in. Yes. Yes again. Swallow. Swallow it all. Slut. Oof. Fuck. Your little soldier is still standing at attention. Let me suck you off, you little wizard. Yes, come in my mouth. Hey! Don't grab my hair. You are not in control of this. I am. Good boy. You play nice, and maybe I'll play nice with you next time. Yes, my little slut, there will be many times that we will do this. It's been a while since I've had a bed pleaser as nice as you. Onto my tusks. That gently. Do it again. Yes. What do you think I am, one of your fucking pale-skinned southern girls? Fuck my throat like you mean it. Can't hold myself back now. Lay back. I'm going to ride you until you come in me. Fuck. Really got to grind into you to get anything out of this little cock. Fuck. Fuck. Harder! Buck your hips! Harder! Yes! Yes! A little pale cock, you come so much. Fuck. Alright. Alright. Let me get these chains off of you. What? No, I'm not keeping you chained up in here. Where would you go if you ran? You would freeze to death within the fortnight. Cuddle up next to me. Yes, you will be the little spoon. I'm sorry if you find that humiliating. So warm. It's like you packed all the heat of the South into yourself. So, about that task, how do you feel about slaying a dragon?